Congratulations. What a wonderful public garden.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And these fountains are so beautiful.
I'll leave you to discover the best part.
Oh, a Japanese garden. You finished the whole thing in less than 5 months.
Instead of 9.
How did you do it?
By being agile.
Agile?
Very agile.
Steve. We're here with Jonathan for the meeting.
Oh, yes, the meeting. Sorry, I was lost in thoughts.
The Agile Garden. Episode 2. Launching an Agile Project.
It's already 3:10 p.m. Are you sure your Agile coach is coming?
Well, your offices are quite out of the way. You have to cross the whole city.
Lots of traffic today.
Never mind. We'll carry on without her.
Sorry. I came as quickly as I could. I couldn't find a taxi.
Meet Lydia, our Agile coach.
Hi, I'm Manon, the landscaper of the future public garden. And I specialize in botany.
Jonathan, engineer in charge of infrastructure.
And Steve, the project manager.
Yes. I've got a bit of a head start on our Agile session. I've prepared this board with post-its, showing the tasks we need to complete.
Because if we've understood what Steve's been telling us, we're going to be a lot more chill.
More chill?
We'll have less need to plan ahead. We'll be able to adapt as we see fit. Adapt our ideas as we go along.
And above all, the public garden will be finished much more quickly than usual.
Much faster? Can I have a glass of water? And can we close the window?
And there you go.
Cooler, much faster. These are all preconceived notions. Agility doesn't mean you're going to be disorganized or sloppy. It doesn't mean you're always changing your mind and thinking that all of a sudden you're going to solve all your problems.
Okay, so we know what it isn't.
So what is it then?
It's a set of principles for maximizing the value created for the client. It's like, and you're going to do it very well, a way of getting organized and working together in a team. But above all, it's another way of thinking about creating value.
And what exactly is this other way?
Thanks for the fan, Steve. In fact, there isn't just one way to do things. There are several. Each team has to find the one that best suits them.
And how do we find our method?
By thinking about customer value and how you can maximize it, and minimizing your efforts through continuous improvement.
Now I'm agile too.
That's all well and good, Steve, except that you can't be agile on your own. It's a group approach. And it's not always appropriate. It's especially useful for dealing with complex issues where there's a lot of uncertainty. Back to our post-its. The lawn, the landscaping, the trees. Well, that's a good start.
Ah.
But we need to look beyond what we're going to build as such. Aren't there any other actions you can think of that will improve the user experience?
Communicating around the public garden?
Mm-hmm.
The annual maintenance schedule, the road signs around the area.
How to make the gardener's work easier, and the activities that will keep the garden alive.
Mm-hmm. Great, we have our first post-its. For the moment, they represent what we're going to build. We'll work on them later to highlight the benefits for users. But it's already going well.
And here I was, thinking that a public garden was relatively simple.
Not quite. Not when you consider the garden as a meeting place with activities, associations, the rhythm of the seasons, school and holiday periods, the desires and needs of everyone in this limited space.
Oh, yes. It takes a wide range of skills to create this renowned asset.
And it's key to remember that it's more important to do well than more or faster. Can we open the window? We're going to start applying everything with the idea of continuous improvement. I suggest that we hold the next meetings directly on site.
It's true that it's good to get a feel for the place.
And that has the big advantage of solving problems on the spot.
And you can meet the clients. And it won't get so hot.
All right, then.
And Let's forget about the idea of finishing the entire public garden sooner. We'll have parts of the garden finished and ready for use earlier. So let's work together with agility. What about you? How do you see agility? Is it a ready-made method to be implemented? Or rather, a rigorous approach to creating value for the client? Are you sure you're applying it in the right conditions? Is your project sufficiently complex and uncertain? Bye-bye.